The after-the-deadline deal Congress and the White House struck last week created a two-month delay in the cuts that were due to take place on January 2nd. Up until New Year's Eve, DOD had calculated that two separate budget-cutting mechanisms in the sequestration law would have reduced its budget by $62 billion this year. Now, Pentagon Comptroller Robert Hale says DOD estimates the cuts will only amount to $45
billion. It's smaller because they changed the law, and they changed some of the caps, and they reduced the size of the sequestration in the negotiations on the Taxpayer Relief Act.
But Hale told an audience at the Brookings Institution there's obvious bad news, too. If sequestration really does kick in this time, DOD and other agencies will be dealing with the cuts in a more compressed time frame, with only 7 months remaining in the fiscal year. And in DOD, the cuts will be further concentrated in fewer areas. Personnel costs would be exempt from the reductions, and Pentagon spokesman George Little says DOD would still seek to shield war costs in Afghanistan.
But I got to tell you, I mean, this is a very serious business, sequester. Even though we may be able to still carry out the fight in Afghanistan, and we may be able to protect some programs, overall, our mission as a department could be devastated, at least for a short period of time. And that's not a prospect that any of us relish. We have debt ceiling. We have continuing resolution. We have the prospect of sequester. This is just not the right way to go about business. This is not the right way to run a railroad.
Both Little and Hale complained this week not just about the prospect of cuts, but about the overall lack of budget stability and certainty in the federal government over the past few years.
I could try to be somewhat artful and diplomatic, but I'll boil it down to this. It is, at this stage, a mess. This is highly problematic. We don't have stability in the budget process. What we have is uncertainty. And we need to avoid the fiscal cliff that we could go off on March the 1st. It's time for Congress to avert sequestration once and for all. This is not just about cells and an Excel spreadsheet. This is about the defense of the United States and the people who serve in the United States military, and our civilian personnel also, who carry out missions in support of the defense of this nation.
DOD and other agencies are still operating under a continuing resolution, since Congress never enacted full-year appropriations bills for 2013. At the same time, agencies are preparing their budgets for 2014, in an environment that includes a lot of doubt about the future, with more rounds of fiscal negotiations still ahead. In part because of that uncertainty, Hale says the budget that would normally be released in early February almost certainly won't be.
I think it's almost inevitable that there will be some delay. I just don't know what. Normally we would be transmitting data to OMB right now, and we're not ready to do that. So I think some is inevitable, but it will be OMB's call as to what delay occurs. I mean, we will quickly start looking at alternatives, as we do constantly in the programming process. I'm not going to go further than that because we don't have a lot of guidance yet, and I don't know exactly what those alternatives will be, but we will look at a variety in attempts to be as ready as we can when we get top-line guidance.
Even if sequestration's averted, many analysts expect DOD to come in for further budget cuts at some level. Hale says almost any alternative would be preferable to sequestration, which would deny the Pentagon the authority to decide which programs and budget accounts to cut. If DOD does get some say in what to cut, Hale signaled that acquisition programs would probably take a disproportionate hit.
We will try to do it in a balanced manner, but I think there's a long history and good reason why early in a drawdown, the cuts tend to be heavily on the investment portion of the budget, because it takes us a while to make force-level decisions and then to gradually draw down the size of our forces. So if we are allowed the authority to make choices, they'll probably be investment-heavy in the beginning, with more reductions in the operating costs after a couple of years when we can make force changes. And by allowed, we have to not only have the authority to do it by law, that is, not be under sequestration, but we've got to get the U.S. Congress to agree. And as some of you know, if you followed it, they have some misgivings about our force level reductions that we've already proposed, let alone any that might have to come in the future. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Congress already said no to several of DOD's proposed budget reductions in the Defense Authorization Bill that passed last month. For example, turning back a downsizing of the reserve component of the Air Force.
I am concerned generally that the Congress wants votes for lower defense budgets, and then that says we can't do the things that are needed to achieve them. They prohibited, for example, any retirement of Navy ships in Fiscal 13, which we need to do eventually if we're going to hold down this budget. They turned down many of the requests that we made to slow the growth in military compensation by changes in retiree health care. They've approved some, and I appreciate that, but I believe that we will need to continue to work with them to make changes of that sort and more, especially if we're going to make further reductions in the defense top line. It is a challenge.
Little says with the latest sequestration deadline less than 2 months away, the Pentagon is undergoing intensive planning efforts now, although it's still telling its managers not to expect sequestration and not to take any actions like slowing down contracts in anticipation of the cuts. And for now, it has no immediate plans to issue furlough notices to civilian employees.
We're going to do right by our employees in terms of communication and do what we have to do to follow the law. No decisions have been reached yet, but we're actively consulting with the Office of Management and Budget to see what actions we may need to take in advance of the 1 March fiscal cliff deadline. We hope to avoid it. We don't want there to be uncertainty, but with less than 2 months to go before the next deadline hits for fiscal cliff, we need to be ready.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.